It definitely has a lot of sweet berry kind of notes to it. I don't even want to use this term, but when I smoke it, it has like a creamy finish.
Oh no. Not the creamy finish. Oh shit.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
I didn't know that was your jam like that.
I gotta stay.
I didn't know that was your jam like that.
I was the.
It
was
like
the,
that. You that just took you somewhere.
Yeah, it did. It did. Cause I was the country city nigga. You get what I'm saying? Like, yo, niggas used to be like, Trey, you dress like you from down south. Yeah. Like, hey, man, listen, don't worry about me. All
right, so welcome to another wonderful Friday. If you went to work today, you're probably off listening to this. So shout outs to you.
Stay
time high, to kick back and roll up and get high with your boy. If you don't got a job, then fuck it. Doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Just roll up anyways and enjoy the situation.
Your job today is dang, to
why
smoke.
Why these noises keep jumping off my phone? You just told me to put the little button down. That shit would stop. It didn't. Obviously.
Well, that's your phone, man.
All right. So the 420 code. This was an interesting one that I found in there. One of the rules of thumb, it said to buy like a dealer and to deal like a buyer. What does that mean to you?
To buy like a
dealer. Buy like a dealer and deal like a buyer.
Buy in bulk. Sell in small quantity.
I don't know. For me, it sounds like it's saying when I look at the deal like a buyer part, I'm like, all right, you got to know what the customer is looking for. You have to think from the mind of the person that's paying you versus thinking from the mind of the person who's getting paid.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Knowing what the customer wants make it easier for you to, I guess.
As far as quality or quantity?
I don't know. That's the thing about the 420 code. You can interpret it whatever way you want. We just discuss it and see, you know, where we're at on it.
Okay. See, I'm thinking quantity. You think
that
quality.
Could be one way to take it. Yeah, that could be one way to take it.
Because as a salesman, I'm thinking.
As a salesman, you say?
Yeah. I'm thinking, you feel me? Think like a customer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, all dubs and dimes around here. I don't do nothing big, you feel me? I done said
that. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Redacted.
Allegedly. All
right, so buy like a dealer, deal like a buyer.
You're vernacular.
So you want to balance indica and sativa. The nature of indica is to be and reflect, and the nature of sativa is to do and think. Neither is bad except to excess. So the sixth rule of thumb says that you want to balance it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, you guys already know, we told you guys from the jump, from the beginning. I typically try to smoke mostly sativas during the daytime because I am a sleepy ass nigga if I smoke the wrong kind of weed. You know what I'm saying? If I smoke the right, you know, fire indica strain, I'm going straight to sleep middle afternoon. I don't give a fuck what I got going on.
And
that shit could wait till later. You know what I'm saying? That shit could wait till later. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very careful of how I indulge, you know what I'm saying, throughout the day. That's just the way that I go. Rule of thumb number 12, I mean, this should be important for anybody. Even if you live in a place where smoking weed is legal, you still never want to be with that friend that doesn't know how to talk to the police. So rule of thumb number 12, know what to say to the fucking cops, man. Like, don't be that friend that doesn't know how to speak when the police get involved in some shit. You know what I'm saying? There's police etiquette that you should know. You know what I'm saying? This keeps you out of some of these trickier situations.
Tell them bare minimum. And that's it. What's your name? where you live. I just give you my lessons. Fuck it. I ain't got to answer none of
this shit. I got pulled over in the car one time with one of my homeboys, and I had the weed tucked on me. I knew that I didn't have nothing wrong with my name. I didn't have no warrants. Wasn't on parole or probation. I had my ID on me, and I was a passenger in the car. So when them niggas pulled the car over, I figured that there might be a chance that this nigga, you know, I know his license ain't right. I don't know what excuse he gonna use for it, whatever and shit. So I showed them niggas my ID and was like, look, I ain't on parole or probation. I ain't got no open warrants. You can run my name to check that. That's why I'm giving you my ID. Afterwards, I want you to give me my ID back because I'm going to leave because I'm a passenger and you didn't pull me over.
You ever been pulled over for some shit? Or you ever been getting pulled over and you thought it was for some shit and it was for a whole totally different reason?
Yeah, and you almost like give yourself up because you're nervous. Nigga,
oh my god. So listen, right? Can we do the story time real quick? Do a story time.
All right.
Because I got her. Because I got her. Because I got her.
Go to the next. All right,
so look, right? I'm driving one day. Right, high as shit already. Right, so I just get off the highway and then I'm on like driving on to these back roads, right, country roads. So I'm like, this is a perfect time to light another blunt. You feel me? Country road, driving. You feel me? Perfect mix to me. You got the music, yeah.
Pause as he hits the blunt.
Right.
So carry on.
So I get the blunt, roll the blunt, you feel me, as I'm driving. And as I'm getting to light the blunt, a cop car passes by me, right? So I'm looking at the cop car, and I'm like, oh, shit, thank God, you feel me? I didn't light the blunt. As soon as I light the blunt, he turns around and proceeds to follow me.
All right.
So by this time, I done hit the blunt like 3-4 times. And I'm thinking he even pulled me over. The car didn't smell like weed. It's over. You feel me? I got a little something on me, but I'm in New Jersey, so yeah. I don't know how the rules is. So man, he pulled me over. He's like, yeah, tail light out. I'm like, oh, that's it. No warrants, no nothing. No. I was just so scared. My heart was beating. I'm just like, yeah. Oh shit. What do I do? You know, and I'm thinking I hid the blunt, whole time the blunt in the ashtray sticking out. I'm like, oh, I hope you don't look this way. Please don't do it.
Running the story in your mind of like what you hope doesn't happen, but what you think you're going to do if it does happen. You know what I'm saying? And none of that shit ever plays out that way, yo. You know what I'm saying? But like we can create the move in our mind real easy.
I already had who I was going to call for my first call. Already, but I was gonna tell my job the next day, like, nigga, it was over. I thought it was.
Sometimes you don't always get that chance to like think about it.
Oh, whole time.
Can we get another story time?
Yeah, let me hit the drop for you.
Let me hit the drop for you real quick. I got pulled over as a passenger one time. Unbeknownst to me.
The vocabulary.
I think this is why it's so important to, if you really fuck with somebody, alert them of everything you have going on, right? In that day. Whether it be on you right now or they destination. I feel like if you know you on some bullshit and you got somebody riding with you, you should tell them, right?
Right.
So one day I got called for to do some work, right? So, you know, I had my laptop, you know, ride around. A lot of times,
all
right, when I would play beats with people, we would just take rides. You know what I'm saying? I would just plug my laptop into the aux cord. And I just go through the beats as, you know, as we ride around and they pick them.
Right.
So at the time I had a MacBook 17-inch. So it was a pretty big laptop, right? Playing beats through the aux cord. Mm-hmm. So we get to a point where we had a stop sign, right? And there's a cop on the other side of the street at the stop sign.
Yeah.
Before we even stop, he says, "Bro, she gonna pull me over." I said, "No, she not." Like, you know what I'm saying? What makes you think that? Sure enough, before she even really like passed us, she spun it. Whoop! Now at this point, I see her do that. So I'm looking in my side mirror. Right. You know, I'm looking in my side mirror. I see her spin. Now, mind you, I have my laptop in my lap. Next thing you know, the car went from doing about accelerating at about 15 miles an hour to a complete, like, I mean, just threw the whole shit in park. Didn't even think to like press the brake at all, right? I gotta run, bro. We what? Listen, this all happened so fast that when homie proceeded to exit the car, the door jerked back and smashed him into the in between the door and the threshold of the car door and the threshold of the door. Didn't smash him, but it kind of like, you know, hugged him a little bit. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Then he does a fucking a Lethal Weapon 4 roll over the hood of the car, right? Takes off into open field. Mind you, I'm trying to process.
Right.
Because at this point, the transmission fucked, right? So the car like starts rolling a little bit. And I run into the back of the motherfucking park van. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Joey, about to roll up and catch a vibe to this record from Isaiah Huron. This is Smoke on Higher Learning.
So before I could think about what was going on, of course, I got a fucking flashlight rattling at my fucking window and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think the beat was still playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, like, the beat was still playing. So my next hour consists of, I promise I don't know where that man came from. He saw me with a laptop. He asked me if I made beats. I was trying to make some money.
And I just, you know.
And now, this was all going great, right? This story was going wonderful, right? Now, mind you, as a producer, you know, rappers in the county, you tend to only know people by what you know them by.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And so this particular rapper, you know what I mean? You wouldn't have been able to pick his government name out of a fucking can if you just...
Because
you
never
knew
him called by, him
if,
that.
Yeah, if you only knew him by his rap name. So right. I only knew him by his rap name, right? So, of course, you know, throughout that whole process, I'm outside of the car. They take my ID and running my name and all that. So, we get to a point where, you know, I'm almost out of there. You feel me? They get the fucking trunk open, right? Mind you, they get the trunk open. First of all, we already got cocaine. We got the coke, you feel me, in the door. And then we got the gun in the trunk.
Damn.
You feel me? What made the matters worse is that the motherfucker just so happened to have same last name as me. So everything that I was saying about I don't know this motherfucker, yeah, 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 yeah. It just all like looked like you sure you know. So when it was like,
I know who the homie.
Listen, remember,
you know,
remember, yeah. remember on the wood, right? Uh-huh, remember on the wood when Shorty brother came around and he was super hard. All the young boys were scared of him.
Yeah,
and they found out his name was Stacy. They both looked at each other like Stacy.
Yeah,
you feel me? When they said the boy name, I was like Williams. Like, I'm like what? And I just had to stop, like, look, yo, I know what this looked like, but it's not that. I promise you, I don't know this dude from a can of paint. Da, yeah. da, da, da. I can't tell you where he ran to, what happened, you know what I mean? So eventually they let me go. I didn't have nothing for him, you know what I mean? But,
yo,
oh, man, when I caught up with that boy later on, yo,
that nigga called me like, yo, you wouldn't know, guess what the fuck just happened to me?
Because when I, look, America, when I say I still had a crust in my eyes, I wasn't even together yet, you feel me? I mean, granted, I kind of knew what was up, like I knew what the possibility was, but when you unaware, you unaware, like if you in the blind, you in the blind.
Right.
I knew, because we was already on the way to go hit a lick for some weed. You know what I'm saying? That was a part of the whole play. You know what I'm saying? He was going, but he had a whole bunch of other stuff going on while producing the BN, man. But hey, y'all slid it out of that one.
Hell yeah.
Yo, that's funny as shit. All
right, so.
This is higher learning.
So I told you guys last episode about two out of the four terpenes that every stoner should know. The other two are the two for this week. So we're going to start with pinene. Pinene is why some weed smells like the forest. That's that outdoor, earthy, pine trees type of smell right there. The pinene terpene is very good to be used medicinally against viral and microbial infections. So, you know what I mean? There are certain terpenes, like I said, that do certain things, but these aren't terpenes that just exist in weed. These things exist in most other vegetation. So other types of pine trees, pine cones, things that have that type of that earthy outdoorsman type of smell to it, I guess you want to call it, they share the same terpene family as the weed that has that type of smell. And the other one is linalool. All right, now linalool. Yeah, like linalool.
And the three.
Linalool. Linalool. Linalool is the antidepressant. It's the pain relief, and it's like the lavender type of scent. That's the one that has the weed. It has more of a floral scent to it. Usually contains a strong presence of this type of terpene. Okay. And it's for relaxing. It's definitely present in a lot of indicas that will have, like, you know, very dense buds, and they'll have an earthy, floral type of scent to it. Usually that's something that you could tell was a hybrid that was, you know, dominant on the indica side and probably had a heavy presence of linalool and pinene in it. All right? And the second thing is going to be the difference between a genotype and a phenotype. Now, there's many times where you'll see a strain and you'll see a number next to it. Just like the reason why our strain that we're going to review today, which is Gary Payton from the Cookies fam, is even called Gary Payton in the first time. And that's because this strain was the 20th of this particular strain structure. So the there's structural format, and then there's going to be genetics, you know what I'm saying, that are at play. Whenever you're trying to cross two different strains together, the physical expression of that is a phenotype. The genotype is the genetic code. So, for example, if I take Blue Dream and Sour Diesel, right, and I cross it together, that's going to be the genotype of the strain. However, if you take those same two things and cross them together, your buds might come out looking different than my buds. They might taste different. They might smell different. They might smoke different. These are all the different phenotypes. So basically, it's the physical manifestation of whatever the genetic code of the plant is. So a lot of these strains that we get have been back crossed over and over and over again in order to breed the effect that they wanted. So with Gary Payton, there was this guy named Kenny Powers, who is a grower and a breeder who works with Cookies, and he took a strain called the Y, and he took another strain called Snowman that I also want to try, and he, you know, crossed it together. And he did it, and then by the time he got to the 20th time, that one stood out as the best one, so he called it Gary Payton. The color of this shit is it varies, but it's colorful. Like, it has two different variations of green in it. It has a lot of orange in it. It even has some purple. It's like a whole multicolored mix going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It definitely has a lot of sweet berry kind of notes to it. I don't even want to use this term, but when I smoke it, it has like a creamy finish.
Oh no. Not the creamy finish. Oh shit. But I like this a lot. Yeah. I like it. It's real dense, I would say. Real tight. You know how certain buds
be. Right.
Real.
It's not like it feels like it was compressed together tight. It's not like that type of tight.
No, it's like butted dense. You know what I'm saying? It's sticky. I like the stickiness of it, but not too sticky.
Right. Like, it's less dense than the cheetah piss that we had last episode.
Right.
But it's more, I would say it's almost as dense as the Now and Laters that we had.
Yeah. I would say that. Right. I like it. As soon as you hit it, you can feel the head high of it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? You know, as you exhale, you can feel it in your head. I like that. I would give this, I would say, a 9.
A 9?
Yeah.
All right.
And this is, I would put this in my top 5 now.
Oh, this is your top 5 strains that you've had personally?
My favorite. Yeah, my favorite. Okay. Yeah, I like
it. All right,
I like it because it reminds me a mixture of Sour Diesel and something else. I can't think of the other one.
You are a Sour Diesel ambassador, yo.
I should be. When I hit some Sour Diesel, it just brings back memories. Like,
right.
I remember my whole time frame, like all the high school. All the high school come back.
Yeah, so this shit clocked in at about 23.5% THC. So, you know, it's in the low 20%ers. It did have 2% CBD. But like I said, you know, most of those cannabinoids and all that good shit like that are all present in the different strains of weed. It's just that they're different levels. Usually it's a lot lower in the THC dominant strains, which are the ones that people smoke to get high.
Right, I like it. I like it because you could feel it immediately.
Yeah, you know, I knew I was gonna like this one when I saw the shit on Instagram. Like, that's what made me want the shit.
I'm not being biased just because it has something to do with basketball, neither.
You probably are.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Nah, but when I seen it on Instagram, yo, I knew that I wanted that shit. I knew, seen the color of it and all that. You know what I'm saying? And yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I didn't know why it was called Gary Payton though. That was an interesting story to get from it to know that it was the 20th version of them trying to put these two different strains together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy because I know that I want to make my own signature strain that I've been talking about, but I'm thinking of it now like, damn, like knowing me, like obviously I think everyone probably did that. Your first one that you grow, if it smokes good, I'm automatically going to think that's the shit. I can't imagine doing that shit 20 times over to realize that the 20th time I did it was going to be that fire for real. You know what I'm saying?
I think I just found my second string.
Okay.
Remember we had the conversation of what two we would mix to create our own string.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew it was Sour Diesel or something.
Right.
Yeah, I would mix Sour Diesel with Gary Payton and call it the Boston OG.
But see, here's the key with that.
What?
You would have to collaborate. I would think, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I would think that you would have to collaborate with the Cookies Genetics people in order to do that, because I don't know.
Or I could.
If the seeds are available. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, think about it. If you came out with your own signature strain, would you have the seeds readily available for anybody else to take your strain and cross it with other
for
shit?
For purges. And contract, because you know I need my money for everything I say.
I don't know if I want anybody to get access to my seeds.
For you collaboration? Why not?
Well, yeah, but it would be like hand-selected people that I would want to collaborate with.
Yeah, I'm going to be somebody one day.
Yeah.
I'm going to be somebody one day.
All right. So,
some Skittles, I get something to drink, because I got the munchies! I've been smoking dope! I got the munchies!
Alright. So Trey got me to go to Fatburger, and I wasn't even mad at it, yo.
I liked it.
I wasn't mad at it at all. I mean, I got a
I
fucking...
want some more.
I got a double XL burger. Now, mind you, let me tell you this, people. This shit was fucking expensive, okay? Yeah, shit was crazy. I mean, I'm an East Coast nigga who thinks that Five Guys be wildin', but we go to it anyways because they got the good burger, right? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to Five Guys anyways to get the burger. But we gonna complain about the price on it because that's just what niggas do, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That should only be like $10 or something like that.
That ticket at Fat Burger was $18 motherfucking dollars, right? Yeah. But I got the double burger with the bacon on the bitch, right? And the fat fries, you know what I'm saying? Like a true fat boy and shit, right? Boom. I take a bite of the burger, and I'm like, all right, this shit all right. And I just leave it at that. But when I got to the second bite of the burger, where I actually got, like, a good, like, chunk of, like, the burger in there, yo, I realized that they might have kind of lived up to the hype a little bit. Like, it was a nice little crust from the grill, like, like, the burger, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you could tell, like, they smashed it down just well. They had the good seasoning on the motherfucker and shit. I mean, outside of the price point, it's one of those things where it's like, when you pay that much for basically a double bacon cheeseburger and an order of fries and a drink, when you pay that much for it, you're like, man, what the fuck? This shit better be good, right?
Yeah.
I would have to say that for me, it was good enough to justify the price this time. I don't know if I would just go there as like my go-to.
Once a month?
Yeah, like if that was like a munchie, like I was like, ooh, I want a burger right now. How does a bitch want a burger? I don't think that that's going to be the first.
See, you're going to think about like, damn, I want a fat burger. How much money I got? Nah,
I might do one of those.
McDonald's, what they got? The 2 for $5. Yeah, let me go.
Ba da ba ba ba.
Right. Nah, I'm trying to bump. I'm trying.
What'd you get? You got like a chicken sandwich?
Yeah, I got the crispy chicken, man. With the added cheese. My shit came out to like 15 or something. And all I did was add cheese and change my shit to an onion ring. And I got a chicken sandwich.
Them onion rings did look kind of good.
You could have got one.
I didn't want one, but it looked kind of good. I couldn't even finish eating that whole fucking burger. That shit, I wanted to, but that shit was fighting against me. But it was like, and I lost the fight, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that shit was good. Like, it was like the further I got to it, the more the seasoning started to taste. It was like the seasoning finally like soaked into the burger since it came right off the grill before it went on there. Yeah. So the further you get into the burger, the better it became.
Yeah.
And then you get to the crossroads where you're like, I know I'm full. I know goodness well I shouldn't eat no more food.
Let me see what his last bite takes.
Yeah.
Can I fit another one?
Nah, just pure greed is taking
over. All right, I'll just take 4 fries instead. But yeah, it was good. I wasn't disappointed. It wasn't like, man, I came all the way out here for some fat burger. And, nah, I liked it. I liked the Roscoe's too. You ain't like the Roscoe's.
I mean, look, all right, let me say that. Because I'm pretty sure that everybody who listened to that last week assumed that I hated Roscoe's. I didn't hate Roscoe's. I just said that for me.
All right, we about to roll up and catch another vibe. This joint is actually called Vibe from Remarkable and Cy Ari the Kid on Higher Learning.
I think I built it up on I put it on a pedestal. You know what I'm saying? I built it up to some big mythical thing in my mind. So my expectations were super high. So it didn't meet my unfairly high expectations.
Now I can say one thing. The chicken was good.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, the waffle was good too. I liked the sweetness of like the mix. The biscuit, I ain't gonna front. Now, after you said something about, well, maybe if you had the egg with it or something, and I was like, nah, nigga, that shit wouldn't have changed nothing. I was like, trying to hear shit you were saying, right? Now that I think about it, I ate that biscuit in the car, and that biscuit was good as a bitch. Uh-huh. And if I think about it, one of them biscuits sliced down the middle with the egg and the bacon and the cheese on it, that shit might be hitting. So who knows? I might give it another shot. On some shit. My whole thing is that if you called like Chicken Sandwich Palace, right? Uh-huh. And I get the chicken sandwich from there. It's right. supposed to be the best chicken sandwich I ever had.
Right.
Or why the fuck is you called Chicken Sandwich Palace? You right. see what I'm saying? So it's like, if you called Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, then you're supposed to have the best chicken and waffles that I ever had.
Nah, the chicken was good.
Nah, man. I've been to some like...
Son, you gotta get it smothered.
I've been to some like...
You gotta get it smothered.
Nah.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't think it would have made a difference.
I'm trying to tell you.
All right. Well, I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
Pizza in a square or pizza in a triangle?
Triangle.
Why you say that? Off the rip.
Because I'm an up north nigga.
Okay, fair enough. What's the best pizza topping?
Cheese. Extra cheese.
Because you're like a boring ass non-pork eating nigga. Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta throw the garlic powder on it.
Yo, Trey's the worst nigga to order pizza with, yo, because you chilling with the nigga, right? And you know you want some pizza. Yeah, so we get ready to order some pizza. We go through it every time and shit, right? And I want the pork on the motherfucker. Like, I want bacon or sausage or pepperoni, some shit like that.
No,
Trey gotta be difficult. He's like, he'd be like, yo, he'll mention it too. He'll make sure you know, like, right on the phone with the nigga, like, yo, I mean, you ain't getting that pork. It ain't pork sausage, is it?
Pork.
Nigga, you know it's pork sausage, yo. You just say you want ground beef or just extra cheese. But he'd be so like, good. Yo, it ain't pork sausage, is it? It's you know pork. It's pork sausage you on the pizza, ask. Yo.
For the people that don't eat pork, you know that's very important to ask before you get whatever you
But
get.
See, there's one thing. All right, there's two different types of people.
Uh-huh.
There's one type of person that doesn't eat pork for their own religious reasons.
Uh-huh.
I will never debate with a person who chooses their right. religious choices right. of what they do.
Right.
But then there's niggas like you.
What you mean? I'm trying to be better, all right? God damn it. You gotta start somewhere.
Who of all the unhealthy things you do in your life, pork is where you draw the line, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta start somewhere. Oh, you gotta shit. Start somewhere. The pork is the beginning of the end of destroying yourself. So you could cut out the pork, you could cut out everything. Right? I miss bacon. I miss it.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give them... all right, so listen, y'all. We decarbed the weed. You guys made your weed butter, your oils, your milk, your flour, whatever you need to make. So we're almost ready to get you ready to make your own edibles. Last piece of the puzzle is if you want to infuse some drinks, you know what I'm saying? Regular drinks. They could be alcoholic drinks, or they could be drinks like iced teas or lemonades. But what you're going to need to do to be able to do that is learn how to make what's called a tincture. Now,
a what?
A tincture.
One more time, slowly.
A tincture. T-I-N-C-T-U-R-E.
Tincture.
Tincture.
Okay.
All right, so... Alcohol also can absorb THC the same way how fats and oils can. So you can use something like Everclear, which is 190 proof. You can use Bacardi 151.
Everclear for what?
Because you're going to need to use some type of strong alcohol, whether it's Everclear or Bacardi 151 is the best. The more higher the proof is, the easier it's going to be to extract the THC out of the decarb weed, which if people remember the lesson we gave them earlier, you'd have already put your weed in the oven, baked it at 240 degrees for 20 minutes, cooled it off, and now you've activated the THC in your weed. You're going to grind up this weed, and you're going to put it in the alcohol, and you're going to let it sit for 3 to 5 minutes, and then you're going to stir it around, and then you're going to let it sit for another 20 minutes, and then you're going to strain it. Boom. It's simple as that. You know what I'm saying? At this point in time, the alcohol without the heat has been able to extract the THC because, like I said, we've already activated it by putting it in the oven. If you just take regular weed right now and you pour some alcohol over it and let it sit in a cup and you strain it out, you will not get the same effect as you would if you put the weed in the oven for 20 minutes, baked it, then soaked it in the alcohol.
Oh, you got
decarbing the weed is one of the most important things to start with. That's why I made sure that we started with that and gave them those instructions because that's where most people fuck up at.
Right.
They don't do that one step. You see what I'm saying? So making this tincture, you can put a few drops directly under your tongue, or you can put a few drops in any type of drink, and automatically that drink is going to be infused. Depending on how much weed you put into the alcohol and how much the ratio was of how much THC is extracted is going to tell you how strong the tincture is going to be. Mm. Now, alcohol obviously intensifies the feeling of THC. Anyone who drinks alcohol and smokes weed knows that. So once again, be fucking careful with how you're dosing this shit. Everyone is not Superman. Don't be fucking Superman out there. Don't be extra great. Right. I mean, no pun. No pun intended.
I didn't get it.
All right, so... Nah,
I wouldn't do no... I'm a strictly smoke only type of person.
Like, nah, I had like an infused soda before. That shit was cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was smoking on top of it too. So like, I had like a burger at the cannabis cafe. I had like the smash burger.
Well, that's different.
And then I had like two infused sodas with my weed that I was smoking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
But I mean, if people wanted to make a drink like this, I'm just trying to get them prepared for it so they have their whole arsenal together. Because next week, we're getting straight into the edibles recipes because you already got everything you need to make it. You know what I'm saying? And really, you're going to see
and
this.
And then we got the London Pound Cake coming up.
Yeah. Definitely going to get into that.
I can't wait for that one.
All right, so we're going to catch a vibe, and then we're going to come back with some fives.
Yes, sir.
Runga vibes. Oh, yeah. Who got vibes? Where's your vibes? Where's your vibes?
All right, since we were smoking Gary Payton today, it was only befitting that we debate some NBA on this special edition of Who Got Five. So first things first, before we pick these fives, matter of fact, we got three different ones we're going to do. The first one is going to be to pick your current starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Five players. You can make them whatever position you want to. You just got to pick five, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is your starting lineup. But you got to be getting ready to go on a three-year run.
Okay.
So that comes into play based
on the age. Five starting dynasty lineup.
Yeah, your five. Yeah, your dynasty. You're putting your dynasty together right now.
And I got to have any players, any starting five.
Yeah.
You're going to my five-year run.
Yeah, because you don't want me to turn this into a fantasy draft where we pick one at a time, because then nobody's going to be to really get their true five.
Since so I just let said you it, let's five. Do it. No.
I got
you go first. Who you pick?
I'm just starting my...
Yeah, we're starting it right now. You fantasy draft.
Kevin Durant.
I got LeBron. Jay.
Fantasy draft.
Yeah. Starting five, 3-year dynasty, fantasy draft.
Jason Tatum.
All right.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, you sucker. Kawhi Leonard. Yes, sir.
You got Giannis and who?
And
Kevin Durant.
KD.
I feel like I'm missing something. Board,
so nah, you're supposed to be this off the top of the head. On the fly.
On the fly, I had to go grab. You know what? Hold on.
Nah.
This nigga going. This is what they try to do. They try to back you into a corner.
Because I know he going to look at the same nigga I'm about to say now. Nah, I think I know who you're going to say next. Shout out to Cookies for this Stizzy. What is it called? Stizzy pen with the sour with these, man. I ain't really big on pens, but since I'm out here, might as well. This nigga looking up a whole NBA roster. I got Kawhi and LeBron. You got KD and Giannis.
Uh huh.
Jason Tatum and who?
Jason and AD. Yeah.
AD? Okay. You said AD? Anthony Davis? That's some bullshit.
All right, is it my turn?
Because I knew.
I mean, no, hold on.
I knew.
Jay didn't say that was his pick. I got to wait till Jay confirms that's his pick.
No, that's my pick. Bro.
That's his pick. Okay. My third pick is gonna be Luka Doncic.
Luka.
Yep.
I got Kyrie.
I got Steph Curry.
All right.
No. Fuck no. Ew. Curry, that's the ugliest pick ever.
Nah, that was a good pick. That was a good pick. That was a good pick. See, because I'm thinking one way, but if I was thinking the other way, Steph Curry was the guy that you go with. You know what I'm saying?
All
right. I went with Luka for a different reason. All right. So now I got Luka, Kevin Durant, and Giannis. I need to go with.
See where your GM mind at. I got Kyrie, LeBron, and Kawhi.
Hold up. So I have Luka.
Mm-hmm.
I have Giannis, non-shooter. I have Kevin Durant, a shooter. I'm going to take Ben Simmons.
Good, because I'm taking Joel Embiid.
And I'll take James Harden. Yeah.
Damn, I gotta think what's my
last pick. Alright, that's my last pick.
Last pick for your 3-year run.
You know what?
Don't say it.
I'm gonna say it.
Don't say it.
I am taking you. We might catch another vibe with this juice from Tally Woe. Or Higher Learning. Ja Morant.
Ooh. That's tough.
I'm going to have Ja as my point. I'm going to have Luka as my two.
I like that.
I'm going to have Giannis and KD and Ben Simmons in the 3, 4, and 5. We're not running a traditional five. We're running more of a stretch penetrate five. Yeah.
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 For my fifth pick, I will take... Now, is this player I have on my mind? But I'm trying to see, can I go another route? Put my GM cap on. I will take... I don't know. What the fuck am I thinking? Give me Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see that letter.
Okay, for my five...
Yeah, LeBron, Kawhi, Joel, Kyrie, and Klay. Yeah, that's 3 championships. Y'all not beating us.
Shit, I think I can probably get 5 out of my squad.
5?
Yeah.
If you got to go through us?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What are you going to do with a backcourt of Luka and Ja Morant?
I got...
Trey, who's your 5?
LeBron, Kawhi, Kyrie... Klay and Joel and B.
Oh, yeah. All right, so this is what I'm going to do.
Right? No, I don't like this.
This is what I'm going to do. All right, I already got who? I got Curry, Harden, Jason.
Uh-huh.
And AD.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put Jurgis Nocic in there.
Okay. Nocic? Okay.
The Joker?
What?
The Joker?
From Denver.
Oh no. Joel got him. He good.
No, he not.
He good.
Joel's gonna have to come out there. Is Joel gonna wanna come out there?
Yeah.
He's gonna fuck Joel up.
Yeah.
Cause we got good support. We got good help. Kawhi gonna play defense.
Hell no.
LeBron not gonna play no defense.
But you gotta think of who LeBron and Kawhi are already gonna have to stick. That's what I'm saying. Like you can't think of it like that. You gotta think of who they gotta stick on that squad.
Listen, we good.
I'm telling you, I'm putting Ben Simmons at the 3, but he's still going to run the point guard on offense. Listen,
if you give
John
LeBron,
Morant.
Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, and Joel Embiid, he's winning a championship, guaranteed. in 3 years and then retire after a three-peat.
Kevin Durant and Giannis are going to score so many points.
I put Kawhi on KD. Put LeBron on Giannis. And who's your point guard?
I got John Morant.
Oh, yeah. Kyrie on John Morant. John Morant might fuck him up on offense, uh-huh. but he's going to fuck that nigga up when he get the ball back. Like, oh, you just scored? All right, give me the ball back. You feel me? He going to get that nigga all the motherfucking, what they call on the flay.
All right, put 5 on the greatest NBA players of all time.
Oh, shit. In order? Nope. We got to do order.
No, just 5.
Can we do order, please?
Nope, just 5.
Because yep. we all know who the greatest basketball player
is. Nah, you just want to be able to say it. Just say it and get it over with.
All right, well, it got to be 3 in everybody's in everybody's top 5.
That's there? Well, we'll see. Who's yours?
Yeah, I better put LeBron in y'all shit.
Go ahead. You started since you're so, you know what I'm saying?
Michael, Kobe, and LeBron. Michael, Kobe, LeBron. What else? I would give it to Shaq. And shit. Who's the 5th? Shaq.
Maybe Gary Payton?
No. He in the top 20. Shaq. Not Hakeem. Hakeem, I wouldn't put in the top 5. Will, no.
Magic Johnson. I'm getting ready to.
Yeah. No, not Magic. Kobe, LeBron, Michael, Shaq.
Oh, Kobe, LeBron, Michael.
Oh no, not in that order. Not in that order. Oh man. In order, all right. In order.
I'm not doing order. All right.
LeBron, Michael, Kobe. Shaq. I don't want to say Magic.
Why? Because it's on game.
Oh, shit. Who just retired? Somebody just retired. Who's up there? I don't. Yeah.
How are you so lost on this, Mr. Basketball Man?
Because it's.
You know what I'm saying? How
because
are you so
if
lost
I don't put Magic there and I don't put Will.
I mean, just pick your 5 because I got mine. I'm locked and loaded and ready to go.
Locked and loaded.
I'm locked and loaded.
Ready to go.
What is your 5? You top put your 5 on it. What you got? One more left?
Give me Larry Bird.
Ooh. All right. You sneaky little one, Larry, you. Larry sneaky Bird. Little one, you. All Larry right. Bird. All right. My 5 is. And not in any order.
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq.
Mm-hmm. LeBron.
Larry Bird.
Mm-hmm. LeBron. So is my list. Same thing.
And
LeBron. If you don't stop playing.
Ooh. It's a tie between Kareem and Wilt. No, hold up. Michael, Magic, Kobe, Shaq, Larry Bird.
Say it one time.
LeBron is not in my top 5.
What
Michael,
is wrong with you?
Magic, Kobe, Shaq, and Larry Bird.
What is wrong with him?
Keep going by the real numbers. All right, here we go.
Here you go.
My top 5, I would have to go.
Isaiah Thomas.
In no numerical order, we're going to have to start with a...
Numerical?
Yeah.
LeBron.
Let's just get this out of the way, because I think...
Right.
You know,
let's address the elephant in the room.
I think what this guy has done over the last 17 years has been...
Tremendous.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have them in yours, but that's okay because tremendous. You're over 30.
The things that he has done.
Uh-huh.
And continue to do.
The things that he has done.
And continue.
It was so sad to see his life cut short in January, Mr. Kobe Bryant.
Right. I see Trey. See, Trey just took a shot to the heart. Good.
And I only speak on the last 17 years because obviously he's been retired for about three, right?
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
So,
that was a good one. You uh-huh. just thinking about this. All right. oh, that was
Kobe,
dirty.
Kobe's number one.
That was dirty.
Immediately following Kobe.
Yeah, right.
Getting him out of there. I think right after Kobe is Allen Iverson.
Okay, Allen Iverson.
And I think Jordan.
LeBron.
Because Allen Iverson crossed Jordan.
Oh, so Iverson better than Jordan because he crossed him?
Well, Jordan is the greatest. Well, I told you it's no numerical order.
Oh, right.
Okay. Then LeBron.
Then, you know, then we would have to go, have to pay attention to people like, I mean, obviously Magic Johnson.
Right.
Okay.
For what he did as a Laker.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And LeBron, what he did as a Cavalier and a Heat.
Well,
and what he's doing as a Laker.
Well,
mm-hmm.
The last player that I do want to pay homage to, as you know, this guy is in my top five.
The King.
He's been a winner. He has been.
He has been a winner.
And
you're not setting me up this time.
He's been a winner. And I think the records that he's broken over the years.
LeBron did just pass Kobe.
It's amazing.
He's leading the league in assists.
It's
amazing. In his 17th year at 35 years old.
It is absolutely amazing.
Second in MVP voting.
This man has been able to do.
All right.
So,
Wash King.
I think that.
Yes, sir. LeBron James deserves it. Just say it. Go ahead. You feel me? I'll push you along a little bit.
I absolutely believe that, you know, this person is deserving of the fifth spot.
Yes, okay.
Sir.
Who is it?
Man, it's like, nigga, if you don't just say it. Look, you ain't gotta dress LeBron up like that. He don't deserve.
No, because I don't think it's LeBron. That's why I'm laughing over here.
It better be LeBron.
I don't think it's LeBron.
If y'all don't have LeBron in y'all top five of all time, all right, y'all playing with my man.
Listen, LeBron is in the fifth spot.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm gonna tell you this.
Alright.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Alright.
So the order is backwards. That's what you did. I see what you did.
I only respect LeBron.
It's hurting, right?
I only respect LeBron. Well, I wouldn't say I only respect LeBron. I would say I respect LeBron because of
eight straight finals.
Being a family man, it has nothing to do with the basketball.
Okay.
I'm inspired by how a brother take care of his family.
Did you just better family man than basketball players?
It's inspiring.
Better block than run. Okay.
Yeah. It's better pass than catch. Yeah. Like, you know. But that's when I look at LeBron. When I look at LeBron off the court, it's the things that those things.
Eight straight finals.
On the court, he's always been...
With two different teams.
He's always
teams.
Been a competitive opponent of mine.
Right.
He has never been...
Three MVPs.
He has never, you know, he's MVPs. Done a lot of hopping around, but he's four never hopped regular to my season team. So MVPs. I don't have an affinity for him. I don't have, like, a
number
special place.
Number three right. in all-time Everybody's been. Scoring.
Me neither. He's still been my enemy.
Yeah.
So,
same enemy. Thing with me. Well, same thing with you.
Except for now because he's a Laker. Look, all right, let me just explain.
But as a person, as a man, yeah. as a black man.
Number one, LeBron for president 2030.
He's what the country needs. On the court, though, man, you know, you over there.
Eight straight finals.
Right.
Look, eight straight finals. Listen, we can talk about that, too.
Four regular season MVPs. Listen,
bro, how many times did you That is eight. All right, if you want to say eight straight finals, you got to talk about the percentage of wins.
And that don't matter.
Yes, it does. That don't matter. You won three.
No.
Three times out of eight. No. That is below. If you took a test right now and only got three questions right, what happened? You just failed.
Some niggas don't even get to the test.
Some niggas forget to write their name and don't even get the credit for the shit they do good. So what? Now what?
Yeah, listen. Eight straight. Man. First season.
Shit.
First season is all right. He fucked up. All right. 2010, he fucked up. He won 2011, won 2012, won for the three-peat 2013, and the fucking San Antonio.
One of them seasons was a half a year.
Just like this year.
Blackout, yeah.
Just like this year, and you know what we're going to do.
Well, look, like, check this out. LeBron, the reason why I didn't put him in my top five, if I had it extended, if I had a six or a seven, he'd be there. He may fall. Listen. I expect LeBron.
Did you just call LeBron a six?
Let me explain.
Or a seven?
Let me explain.
How dare you?
Let me explain.
LeBron, if you so happen to hear this one day,
you gotta let me explain.
You have to pull up on him and look him in his eye.
You gotta let me explain.
Like I will a grown man.
And yeah, he can look me in my eye. I tell him.
And I'm gonna tell you right now. Him to call you a six.
All right, LeBron, if you're listening right now, today on my list, you're a six, okay? This is why you're a six right now. I expect you to be in a order somewhere in the top three. You should be in anyone's top three unanimously.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, at the beginning of this season, what I said was that LeBron, for his legacy, should be the guy who walks Anthony Davis into an MVP. Because as far as you're concerned, and you think how long LeBron's career is left in the NBA, mm-hmm. I think his window is a little bit shorter. Unless, of course, he exploits the facilitator and other basketball IQ parts of his game mm-hmm. versus the dominant first scorer guy, right?
Right?
He's always been a distributor. I'm not knocking that at all, right? Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that LeBron, I'm saying right now, is the guy who creeps up into that top five list. But for all time,
until he's done,
if you notice, all of my top five guys are no longer playing. I have to wait until it's over before I can see where he lands. Because can I really take him out of Larry's spot?
Yes.
Who's a guy who's one of the greatest basketball players ever and one of the least athletic basketball players.
You could tell you was born in
a eight. Traditional athlete sense. Was Larry Bird a gifted athlete? Or was
I ain't get to see him play in live.
You never seen any film? I never watched him live either. But I've seen enough film to know that he wasn't a gifted athlete. He could barely jump off the ground.
Yeah.
He didn't really run too fast.
Yeah.
But he still managed to be one of the greatest basketball players ever.
Yeah.
There's certain things that counts for where a guy like LeBron James is one of the most physically gifted athletes to ever grace a basketball court. And part of that is what makes him great at basketball.
You know what makes him, you know what makes him the greatest?
If he was physically inadequate like Larry Bird, would LeBron have the tools to be one of the greatest basketball players in this conversation?
We're going to see when he's 42 and he's in year 23. But you know what makes LeBron the greatest?
What?
He's lived up to the hype since day one. Going on over 20 years now. He's 17 years in the NBA. And he's been covered highly since his sophomore year of high school.
I say it all the time. Everybody gets a gold medal in the Special Olympics. It's just what it is. You cry until you get the best team that you can possibly get. And then
it's simple.
Assemble.
Okay.
You cry until you get the best team you can assemble.
I was about to say he works for that. He worked.
No, you know what would have been great?
What?
Winning a championship with that Cavs team.
Uh huh.
Which one?
The one that he kicked IT off of.
Yeah. Before he went, took his talents to South Beach. Before he went and took his talents to South Beach.
Yo, this Amber Mark was the next vibe generator.
Or that one either one of them.
Oh, the one with the Spurs.
You pick one.
The Spurs series.
You pick one.
No, he was too young.
No.
He was too young.
Never too young.
He's too young.
Never too young.
He's too young.
Luka Doncic was a champion at 15. Never too young.
That's it. Yeah. That's over there.
So what?
LeBron was a champion in high school then.
No, not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes. Not the same thing.
I'm not arguing with y'all no more.
All right, so one
maybe
more.
Maybe it was the same thing back then, but these days in Lithuania, them guys can ball, clearly.
Do you not see the high school players these days?
Are you watching overseas ball, how it has developed over the last, just the last 5 years?
I haven't, no.
Okay.
I'm not arguing.
You didn't know who Luka Doncic was until I picked him on the game either. So, nobody knew who Luka Doncic was. Hey, let that be clear. Nobody knew who Luka Doncic was
until I picked him. You didn't know. Listen, what we used to do.
He's on fire.
Whatever.
I'm trying to tell you.
What we used to do was do like little fantasy draft leagues and all of that. And they used to have, like, after a certain year, used to have a draft class that used to come in. And Luka Doncic was like the highest rated rookie.
No.
He didn't know who the fuck it was. No. He's like, who the fuck is this?
I had already been doing my homework. I've already been watching that draft class coming up.
Right.
To get an edge on when we went through the draft process.
Listen, Trey don't do no research. He'll be looking ahead of
us. I started watching Luka a long time ago.
Jason Tatum was my guy from day one.
Now, listen,
now,
the game,
on basketball, you
the
do.
Game
you
hadn't do. Even you caught do. Up because the game didn't even allow him to be as good as he is. Coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
So I was trying to do stuff with him that I knew he could do that the game didn't know he could do yet.
Right. His progression, yeah.
At the time, the video game didn't know he could do. So, you know, Yeah.
All right, so let's stick with a triple header since
LeBron
we're.
LeBron fans, man, they just, that's all they know. That's all they see. They stopped watching everything else back in 2003.
That's a typical LeBron
They still
fan.
Bop to
that's
you don't have
do.
To call in Green Turtle.
Yeah.
I promise you. If you in the Green Turtle or you at like your local like sports bar, you
your local watering hole
after tonight. Look, you point out everybody that gets up and runs to the dance floor.
Bar hopping
you point out everybody at the dance floor and I ask them if they're a LeBron fan or a Laker fan. And you don't even gotta be in LA. Ask them if they're a LeBron fan or a Laker fan, I guarantee you they say yeah. Just like we got a
you
one
don't
homie
have
I
to
test
come.
I'm testing out a theory right now.
That's
made
good
by
song.
one of my other homies. He said that everybody that drives an Altima is a Terrence Howard fan.
And by the way, this is one of the most bogus.
I think it's the truth.
I think it might be the truth, yo. I don't know, yo.
I think it's
But look, it's only the truth because everybody's a Terrence Howard fan.
I don't know.
Is everybody though?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, no? I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
Yo. But that's so funny. We could be driving and we could see an Altima. And he could be like, oh, you know, he like Terrence
Howard. You know, that's a Terrence Howard.
That's a Terrence Howard fan.
That's a Terrence Howard.
I promise you, he love all his movies.
Yeah.
They do.
He got a lot of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, he like the best man. He like, yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Let me ask you a question. If she's an IG model and she posts a picture like and her location says Mondrian Hotel, did she pay for the room?
Montreal.
If you say the Mondrian, like, is she on the little rooftop?
Well,
and she take the picture up there? Did she pay for the room?
It all depends. Y'all look at her track record. You really do. She can really be a boss.
I don't.
She can really be a boss.
I don't think females pay for hotel rooms unless they go on, like, a girl's trip.
It's not true.
It's not true.
Girl's trip.
It's not true.
I don't think that's true.
All right. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Not every quote unquote bad bitch likes to be, like, you know what I mean,
controlled
in the sense, by the money or made to feel like, you know, she's dependent upon, you know, most. That's what I'm saying. She can really be a boss. They out there.
And they still gonna steal.
Yeah, I mean they all gonna
do what they do.
They gonna do what they do. But I'm saying as far as like. It depends. They're going to let you know they only need you for what they.
That's after you fuck up.
No, you just think you ain't seen her yet. I'll tell you, that's subjective.
All right. Greatest clutch player of all time.
Jordan.
Nah, you got to pick your five.
Oh, top five?
Top five. Clutch.
You go first.
In the clutch, who do you want the ball in their hands when the game's on the line?
Steph Curry. Kyrie Irving. It's beginning to be a Jason Tatum.
Beginning to be a Jason Tatum? Why? Because he missed the free throw on purpose?
No, no, no. He has a lot of closing moments this year. top five. That's three. I want the ball in. I want the ball in Kobe's hand. Forever.
Yeah.
And LeBron.
No. And if it is LeBron, it's because he's going to pass to one of the other four motherfuckers I just caught. Because he don't want the shot. But if I had to choose, give me Ray Allen, too, since he really won the chip.
Yeah. He really won the chip. Oh,
Steph, Kyrie, Tatum,
Kobe
and Ray.
How you not throw Jordan?
I don't want LeBron in there.
Where you at? Where you at, Trey?
That shit is foo-foo.
Put five on it.
Give me Jordan.
All right.
Give me Kobe.
All right.
Give me LeBron.
I trust LeBron when it's like, okay, it's like 109 to 111, and then y'all got the ball, and he shoots and makes it. It's like, bang, the dagger. Like, I trust LeBron for shit like that.
Yeah. But, like, when it's like clutch?
When it's 109 and we got 107, and I need to get the one, you know. Yeah. I need that 110.
He's only good for that.
I need that 110. When I need to get that 110, I want one of the five people that I just said to shoot the ball.
Not LeBron. Hear this.
He can shoot it while we up by two or up by one to make it seem like.
I need some courtside tickets for this, too, because I'm arguing in your name. That's all I'm saying. But give me Michael. Balls. Give me Kobe. Give me LeBron. Then give me Kawhi.
Oh, that's a great one. I'll switch him out for
Kawhi.
I would actually switch Kawhi out for Jason Tatum.
Yeah, get him out of there because he ain't did nothing but miss a free throw.
LeBron's still not in there.
Yes, he is. I'm trying to tell you. Kawhi. And I hate to say it, but KD.
Okay.
Yeah.
My five.
Mm-hmm. LeBron.
Tracy McGrady.
You know what? You better talk.
Tracy McGrady, not only do I want the ball in his hands in the clutch, but he has arguably one of the greatest clutch performances ever.
The 13
points. Yeah, 13 points in 33 seconds. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't erase that. Of course. Sticking in that theme, number two on my list is Big Shot Rob. Robert Horry, yo.
Yeah.
Robert Horry in the clutch, yo. I don't remember a time when it really counted that Robert Horry missed the clutch shot.
And that's why Kobe has... Oops, I ain't going to talk about Kobe.
Well, no, because next is Kobe Bryant.
Oh, right.
I want the Black Mamba to have the ball in his hand in any situation, like Jay said. There's no situation where I can go against the Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Number four on my list, Miller time.
Reggie Miller.
When it's Miller time, you know what I'm saying? Like, you remember when it's Miller time?
I know one we forgot about. Speaking of Reggie Miller, though.
And.
Oh, you got one more. Go ahead.
My last one is going to be Steph Curry.
No. Why everybody like him, man?
Because Steph Curry has that wet three when it counts, yo. In the clutch, I'm betting on that anytime, yo. I'm betting on that.
You know who everybody forget about, though?
Who?
Rip fucking Hamilton.
I couldn't put him in the clutch over top of any of the five. I got my
he
list.
Got two rings.
Rip Hamilton, bro.
You said
Rip? Tried to say Rip because he said Reggie.
I ain't hear you.
Listen. That motherfucking Steph Curry, yeah.
What about him?
He's amazing, bro.
No, he's not.
What happened to Damian Lillard?
Damian Lillard is another clutch.
Yeah, Dame time to get serious. Yeah. You got to win a ring first.
All right, well,
neither one of y'all said Jordan?
Nah, I didn't put him in my clutch.
So you didn't put Jordan in your clutch?
Nope.
I didn't.
What is wrong with y'all? Then you got the YouTube video.
That's 2.2 seconds left, ladies and gentlemen. That's what, see, here, you gotta understand the difference between game winners and buzzer beaters, right? So, a buzzer beater is just the fact that the shot went in right before the, you know what I'm saying, or as the buzzer. But the game winner doesn't necessarily mean the game is over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You could hit the game winner and still have about 3-4 seconds left on the clock. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Game winners, man. You know, we're talking about game winners.
Yeah.
A buzzer beater can be a game winner.
Yeah.
But, a game winner is a game winner.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
This guy has 10 minutes and 30 seconds of footage of this shit. Let's go see how many minutes of game winner footage LeBron has.
Right.
What's that? You don't want to do.
How long is this video?
You got 7 minutes and 23.
All right, so it ain't 10 minutes and how many seconds?
It ain't 7 minutes, and I bet you they're gonna replay this a couple times.
Right.
Oh, they gave him replays. So let's shave about 2 minutes off this because we know every... Oh, a third one. We just running down time. Listen, y'all. Okay. We got another one. Young boy days. All right. On to the... Oh, we can't go. We can't. We got to watch it again. We can't move on to the next video. Oh, show them one more time. So each moment gets three slides, basically.
Right. So it's really like a 3 minute video.
It's about a 3-4 minute video.
Yeah.
Oh, every moment get three slides. Well, there's a third one, y'all. Oh.
It's not fair.
No, you goddamn right it's not fair because of shit like this that his numbers are inflated. Because this is happening across the board for his career. Oh, let's watch the layup again. And let's watch the layup a third time.
Can we get a third time?
It's a third slot. It's always a third frame, yeah. Nevertheless. We got a fourth one right here of nothing. Uh-huh. Nothing. Of nothing, you know?
Just filling up the time with him giving dap and shit. Trey over there quiet as shit.
Because he's realizing there's a lot of fluff that's attached to this. When you really unleash the gray areas, man. Let's watch this layup again for the third time. Oh, it's always a third frame for him, though. Whether it's a... Oh, just Eric Snow. Let's just throw him in there. These highlights are great. This is classic LeBron right here. I made it. Look, y'all, second frame.
Man, whatever.
Third frame, it's coming.
Some bullshit.
Oh, third frame, it's always coming. Listen. We all know this one.
Yeah. Watch it again. And one more time for your mind.
We ain't win no championships this year. All right, so before we get out of here, I'm going to leave y'all with another vibe. And you know it's one of my shits. This shit is called Misbehave. Available on streaming platforms everywhere.
Make sure you always throw
at least I wait to the end of the show to plug my own shit. Fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this shit called Misbehave.
Catch this vibe.
Yeah. Click the link in the show notes if you want to go check it out. And we'll see you next Friday.
Notice.
It's a vibe.
Where
Whether she on a lace front swag or her hair braided back, she fine and she stacked, hashtag all facts. Fashion over princess, Louis Vuitton duchess. Bacha yummy, mommy, you like it, then I love it. Let me whisper in your ear and tell you I'm all over it. Lot of hot ladies in here, you're smoldering. After a few songs and bottles, we go bye-bye. Cause even good girls just love to smoke lala. Medistick mattress, bouncing like Walla. When the king in the house, she called me T'Challa. Tired of a man at home, so she creepy. After he go to sleep, I creep in her teepee. I ain't saying she easy, he made it easy. Roll a little exotic, play a little wheezy, play a little drizzy, then switch it to the weekend. Like scissor with the weekend, a nigga knee deep in.
Such a good girl when she walked in here. Now she wanna be bad, be bad. She was still a good girl when she left the house. Now she wanna be bad, be bad. This what happens when you let a good girl go bad. Poor baby, now she rolling with a nigga like me, and it makes you mad. I know it, yeah, I know it.
They say you can't make a bad girl good, but once a good girl gone bad, she gone forever. Forever, ever, forever, ever. Yeah, forever, ever, forever, ever. Meanwhile, she laid back on the softest leather. I put my hand on her ass, it's the softest ever. Damn, how you fuck that up? You so lame. Jesus Shuttlesworth on the rebound.
It's a bye, it's a bye, it's a bye.
I can take her to the top. All the flashy spots. Fifth Ave in the summer, all the fashion shop. You model for me in the room, then I'm peeling it off. She just wanna have fun, ain't no feeling involved. Shorty got that sunshine, no, that's not a punchline. Making nigga go dumb, eat it like it's lunchtime. Make her body go numb, succumb when she come, and send her home back to you when I'm done.
Such a good girl when she walked in here. Now she wanna be bad, be bad. She was still a good girl when she left the house. Now she wanna be bad, be bad. That's what happens when you let a good girl go bad. Poor baby, now she rolling with a nigga like me, and it makes you mad. I know it, yeah, I know it. They say you can't make a bad girl good, but once a good girl's gone bad, she gone forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever, ever, forever, ever. They say you can't make a bad girl good, but once a good girl's gone bad, she gone forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever, ever, forever, ever. Such a good girl when she walked in here. Now she wanna be bad, be bad. She was still a good girl when she left the house. Now she wanna be bad, be bad. That's what happens when you let a good girl go bad. Poor baby, now she rolling with a nigga like me, and it makes you mad. I know it, yeah, I know it.
If you want to listen to more, visit our official website at a420podcast.com.
Higher learning.